Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and Mishnah Yomi continues for the 21st day of Nisan, which is the 7th day of Pesach. So we are pre-recording our Yom Tov Shiurim, God willing. We are in the 7th chapter of Pesachim at Mishnah number 9. Now, in this chapter, we've been dealing with roasting and eating the Pesach and issues that can come up, usually Tuma issues that prevent the Pesach from being eaten. Now, here in Mishnah Tes, HaPesach SheYotza, a Pesach that went out, and we don't mean it went out on the town, it means it went out of the walls of Yerushalayim. So now it is now pasul, cannot be used because it's gone out of the proper place, o shenitma, or it got ritually impure. Now the din here is yisorif miyad, you burn it right away, because the problem is inherent in this carbon Pesach itself, in this animal itself. It's gone out of bounds, or it's gone out of ritual purity. Now, the Barner points out, we're dealing with on the 14th of Nisan. And the 14th of Nisan is right before Yom Tov. We slaughter the Pesach on the 14th in the afternoon, Bein Arbaim, and we eat it at night on the 15th on Yom Tov itself. So if it's already Yom Tov when the problem happens, then you can't burn it on Yom Tov. Now, the Mishnah turns to a problem that's not a problem inherent in the carbon Pesach itself, but with the people. Nitmu habailim, if the owners, the eaters of this carbon Pesach became ritually impure, oshemetu, or God forbid, they passed away, tzubar tzuratu. It has to change its appearance of the carbon Pesach. Now, here the problem isn't in the animal itself, the Paschal lamb itself. It's a problem in the people who are supposed to eat it. So we can't burn it right away. That's, in a sense, disrespectful to the Kodshim. So we wait until it gets a day old, and then it's allowed to be burned. V'sarif b'shishasar. So then we burn it on the 16th. Now, we can't burn it on the 15th because that's Yom Tov, and we do not burn Kodshim that are not edible on Yom Tov. So we wait till the 16th. Rabbi Yochanan Baroko Omer, af zeh yitzarif miyad. He says, even here, when the psul, the problem, is in the people who are supposed to eat the carbon Pesach, you could burn it right away. Now, again, that's if that occurs on the 14th. If it's the 14th, it's not Yom Tov yet. It's before sunset on the 14th, going into the 15th. Then he would say you could burn it immediately. Lifnei she'ein lo'ochlav, because now this carbon Pesach has no eaters. So here, in a situation where some of the people are still tahor or alive, it still has eaters. It's still good to go. They might have to eat a little more than they plan to, but it still has people who are fit to eat it. But if everybody's tameh or not available to eat this carbon Pesach anymore, so Rabbi Yochanan Baruch says that's the real ikker, the real root, central purpose of the Pesach is to be eaten, so there's no one to eat it. It's as if the problem is inherent in the carbon Pesach animal itself, and it could be burned immediately on the 14th. Barner says halacha is not like that, but it's an interesting opinion that points out the depths of the fact that the carbon Pesach is special, that it's dafka, specially to be eaten. On to Mishnah Yud, ha'atzamot, the bones. Now, the bones can't be eaten because you can't break the bones, and they have marrow in them. And the marrow technically would be edible, but you can't break open the bones to get it. V'hagidin, the sinews. The sinews are either inedible, or the Bartnura points out, some of them are technically edible, but because they're next to the Gid Anasha, they're rabbinically forbidden to be eaten, so they become inedible. V'hanotar, notar is the leftovers, any leftover meat. And again, the moach, the marrow inside the bones, is going to automatically become leftovers, because even though the marrow is edible, you can't break the bones to get to it. Yisrafu b'shishasar, you burn them on the 16th of Nisan. Hol shishasar liyot b'shabbat, if that day is on Shabbat, you put it back an additional day. The burning of the leftover or inedible portions of kodshim is not doche Shabbat or Yom Tov. The partner here points out, Srefat kodshim ase. It's a mitzvah ase. It's a positive commitment to burn the inedible or leftover kodshim. Yom Tov ase velot ase. But Yom Tov has both a commandment to keep Yom Tov and a commandment not to do extra work. On Yom Tov, ein ase, doche, lo tase v'ase. So a single positive commandment does not override a positive and a negative commandment together. Hag Sameach and Zay Gesund.